And also in the U.S., a bipartisan group of senators has expressed concern to President Barack Obama over the recent formation of the Palestinian Unity Government. A letter signed by 88 senators to the U.S. president says the new Palestinian Unity Government, which is a result of a reconciliation deal between Fatah and Hamas, represents a serious setback to these so-called peace efforts with Israel. They warned that the acting Palestinian Authority chief's efforts to upgrade the status of Palestinians within international organizations will jeopardize the direct talks with Israel. The U.S. senators also said that Hamas was not a partner for peace with Israel. Earlier in June, the U.S. State Department said Washington intends to work with the new Palestinian government. We were earlier joined by Professor Hani Albassous from the Islamic University of Gaza for his take on the U.S. policy toward the Palestinian government.
This shows how the U.S. policy is affected by the Jewish lobby in the United States and how the Jews in the United States have been having such an impact on the U.S. foreign policy, especially towards the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They do not want any kind of unity in Palestine. They want to keep the Palestinian people divided as long as possible, because this division in Palestine would help the continuation of the state of Israel. So unity would mean that Palestinians would be united against the occupation, and they would work together to end such an occupation. In fact, the setback of the peace process was because of the Israeli settlements, not because of the Palestinian cause, not because of the Palestinian unity.
And for more insight on that story, political analyst Mr. Ibrahim Moussaoui joins us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Moussaoui, how do you perceive this manner of action by the U.S. senators regarding a unity government of Palestinian factions? And do you think that this letter is being driven by the pro-Israeli lobbies in Washington?
Well, of course, absolutely. When it comes to the American policy vis-a-vis the so-called Middle East, vis-a-vis the region and Palestine, we have to know very well, when it comes to occupied Palestine, when it comes to the senators, it has always been said, when you talk about the Senate in the United States, then this is an occupied territory for the Israelis. We all know the impact and the pressure that the Israeli lobby could exercise in that place, and we know very well that there is a lot of blackmail there going on. Of course, we do not want to underestimate the liaison, the very important liaison between the two, the American Senate and the Israeli lobby. And we have to know very well that many of the campaigns of many of the senators are being financed by those, by some pro-Israeli members in the United States. So I believe what's really happening here with this Senate position has to do a lot with the future of the Palestinian cause, how the American Senate look at it. But we have to understand a very important issue that has to do with the inclinations of the United States Department, the foreign policy. I believe the Israelis are struggling to keep the higher position in this direction, and they are trying as well to exercise their blackmail, to exercise their pressure over the Senate, because we know there is a rising awareness among the American public about the nature of the Israeli settlements and what the Israelis are doing. I believe what's really happening has nothing to do with the Palestinians, with the unity government or whatever. It has to do with the already orchestrated plans by the Israelis against the Palestinian territories and the Palestinian people.
Well, these very 88 senators in that letter stated that the new Palestinian unity government is a setback to peace. If these U.S. lawmakers are so concerned with these quote-unquote setbacks to peace, then the question comes to mind, then why have they never taken any action against the illegal settlement expansions?
Well, this is a big lie. I mean, nobody buys this, not anywhere in the world. This is a big lie. When you talk about these kind of policies by the United States of America, even the diplomats themselves, you go and ask them when they are out of their office, when they finish their services, then they'll tell you exactly what's really going on. There is a mainstream line there in the foreign policy that they follow Israel. There is always double standards, inconsistency. If they talk about the setbacks, Why don't they do anything about all the expansion of the Israeli settlements, which is going to Judaize most of the Palestinian territories? They do nothing against it. They talk at one hand about the so-called peace initiative, about a political settlement, yet they don't do anything to pressure the Israelis. They pressure the weaker side, which is the Palestinian. Here you are talking very clearly about inconsistency, lack of integrity, and double standards by the American administration when it comes to the Arabs and to the Muslims and to the Palestinians.
Thank you very much. Political analyst Ibrahim Moussaoui joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.